New device from our friends at Neuros, N-E-U-R-O-S.
I like their stuff.
Their stuff is great, Lee. Yeah. You're going to love their OSD.
Neuros OSD.
OSD. Now, I was figuring, what is it, optical scanning device?
Yeah.
You have any? Yeah. It actually stands for open source device because it uses Linux. First of all, it's a way to kind of transfer digital media from kind of any form into any other form. So you can hook this up to get the in from your old VCR.
Yeah.
And then do the out to your television to memory cards or to a USB flash drive.
So it doesn't come with any storage itself, but you could put anything in it.
Yes, but you know what, Leo? It's very funny. When you open the box, you get the device, and then there is a compact flash card. And I go, you know, wait a minute. This is probably the press kit. Let me look at the instructions. So as soon as you open the instruction box, it says, why is there a compact flash in the box, you ask?
Because you have to have something.
No, it's because the OSD works great already, but we are continuously upgrading the internal software to provide additional features.
Oh.
So use the enclosed CF card and keep it permanently plugged into the Neuros OSD.
Yeah.
And that way, and you also hook it up to the internet so that you can send digital info through your home. It says, don't record anything on the CF card. We want to use it for constant firmware updates. And they encourage people. Someone told me, I wasn't on their website long enough to find out, but they were actually offering money for people who developed other great applications for the software.
That's what they mean by open.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. When they say open, they mean like wide open.
Yeah.
So this little guy stands on your desk. You can put in a flash drive. You can hook it up to your DVD, hook it up to your cable box. You can hook it up to your TV set, your PC, your laptop. Basically, and it also will do format changes. So if you want to stick in a memory card, take the TV output and dumb it down for your iPod, switch it to a format that your iPod can play, you can do that. So it's very clever. Have you seen it? Are you on their website?
You know, it's funny. I've heard about it. I do not have it, but you know, it's funny because on MacBreak Weekly last week, Andy Yannotko made that his pick. He loves his Neuros OSD, and he uses it to record TV all the time.
Yeah.
So it's very cool.
It's very cool. Now, the list is 229, and as we were talking, I did a little web search here. I found that it ranges anywhere from 175 on up, but it's very handsome. And I love the fact that they encourage people to find new uses for it. And at CES, I was talking to the product manager, and he said, Dick, you know, we're going to send you this. You're going to love it. And every time you get it updated, you'll find it can do new, wonderful things.
They're very smart. That's really the wave of the future is you open this stuff, like the Chumbi. You open this stuff
up. Yes, exactly. Exactly.
You let people, because they're going to come up with new and interesting ways to use it you might not have thought of.
Oh, yeah. My